It's Friday, February 28th, 2014, and this is the Threat Matrix. I'm your host, Dan Verton, cyber and national security reporter with FedScoop. The warnings coming out of the mobile security world paint an ugly picture of the future. Users shouldn't trust smartphones with credit card information. Lost phones can be easily hacked. The apps loaded by default cannot be trusted. And commercial app stores are overflowing with either poorly written apps that can open up your network to attack, or scam apps that are written exclusively for the purpose of data theft or financial fraud. But the mobile device and app market may be in for some big changes when it comes to security. And those changes could very well come as a result of new requirements being pushed by the Pentagon. Yes, the mobile industry certainly has a vested interest in improving security. But Terry Takei, the Pentagon's chief information officer, has something the industry doesn't have. Control of a major federal market for mobile devices, and a strategy that just might deliver on the promise of more secure devices and apps. Takei, who oversees a $40 billion annual IT enterprise, one of the largest IT budgets in the world, is not heading down the path to mobility blindly. She oversees a market that all of the major players in the mobile industry want a piece of, and more importantly, she has a plan. And if you listen to her describe the moving parts of that plan, you realize quickly that the Pentagon could soon become the prime mover behind real change in the mobile device market. I had an opportunity this week to do just that. Takei provided the opening keynote at this year's Mobile Gov Summit, sponsored by FedScoop. Here's a brief snapshot of what she had to say.
You know, it's interesting that when you talk to folks about mobile, and mobile certainly at DoD, the focus tends to be very much on the devices. So, you know, you have a lot of dialogue like, well, my two-year-old can use mobile devices, so how come you aren't using mobile devices more in the military? And it sounds like it's a pretty simple thing to do, right? You just kind of take these iPhones and you hand them out, and then you connect them to the network, and everybody can kind of do their thing. For those of you at DoD and for those of you that have some feel for what we're up against, it's not quite so simple. The other challenge with it is that because it sounds simple, everybody wants to know how come it's not done tomorrow. And why is it that DoD takes years to actually get some of these things done? So I thought what I would do is to do a little bit of whinging and moaning maybe and talk a little bit about why it takes us a long time. But some of the things that are really key in our mind. And I think the message that is important for us here is that we have overcome and we have actually moved forward in some areas. But actually what it's done is to uncover the next set of mobile challenges that we have to face. And I think some of those are going to resonate with some of you in terms of the challenges for the government folks. But I think also for those of you in industry, it gives you a feel for what's the next set of things that certainly we're going to be looking for where we need your help, because in some areas I'm going to talk about where we feel the tools are still not mature for the kinds of things that we need to do. So what I wanted to do was to really talk about three areas that are a challenge for us now, and to suggest to all of you that as we think about where we're going from a mobile standpoint, these are the next set of things. I think we, again, move past the devices into what does it now take to really make those effective. Well, one of our challenges has been identity management, and we knew that from the very beginning. I think all of you know we're very dependent upon our CAT cards. We authenticate on all of our laptops and desktop today with a CAT card. We authenticate not only on our unclassified networks, but we also authenticate on our classified networks with a PKI-enabled card. The problem is we knew from the beginning that was just going to be very cumbersome and very difficult when you actually started to get large numbers of devices deployed. So what we're looking at now is really moving to derived credentials, where in fact we can derive the credentials to the device, and then effectively the device will not require having to be recertified every time that it's utilized. The second challenge here is actually in mobile applications. And this is one actually that we were just talking about, which is very interesting. And that is that now, and you don't think about it as a consumer, because in many ways it's a consumer advantage, that your phone comes preloaded with a set of applications. The challenge for us now is that when we certify a phone and an operating system, we're not only certifying from a hardware perspective, but now we're having to certify into the app level. And interestingly enough, that now means that it's going to be even more challenging and more time-consuming for us to certify a new phone coming on as not. And so one of the things that we want to do is to continue to work with the mobile device manufacturers to really see what we can do, either to be able to work with you to see whether all of those preloaded applications. Now, you know, again, this is a yin and yang, because I need to use commercial devices because that drives my pricing down, it gives me availability, but at the same token, it's a real challenge for me in terms of the preloaded software. Now, the next piece actually comes with, okay, I have an app store to put apps. I have a way of getting to those apps, but I got a whole back-end legacy of data, which is really not ready, and it's not in a format that can be utilized by these apps. And the challenge is we're not going to rewrite our legacy to be app-friendly. And so what is the migration path to be able to use these devices more broadly?
That was Terry Takai, Chief Information Officer at the Department of Defense, speaking about DoD's mobile device strategy at this year's MobileGov Summit. For the Threat Matrix, I'm Dan Vertin. Thanks for listening.